This is Pam Mack with audio file 7 for History 122. What I want to talk about today is social construction. But let me take a step back and talk more generally about Nye for a minute. I said at the beginning of the course that this course has two purposes. One purpose is to get you to think about the relationship between science and technology and society. It's a course that meets the STS requirement. But it's also a course that meets the social science requirement. And for that, the course needs to give you a better idea of what historians do. So we've moved slowly towards that. Leinhardt isn't a historian. His book is more of a popular kind of book. Cowan begins to introduce the kinds of ideas that historians argue about. And now Nye, rather than focusing on particular events, is focusing on ideas, focusing on the ideas that historians debate. So you need to think about that question of what do historians do? And Nye wants to give you somewhat of a survey of questions that historians of technology have thought about. These questions vary from questions about technological determinism, questions about the role of the market, about environmental issues. Some of these are almost more STS questions. They're questions about what issues do we need to think about as we choose technologies, as a society decide how we're going to regulate technologies. Some of these are questions that have to do with the relationship between technology and society. But the chapter 4, and to a considerable extent chapter 2 and 3 as well, focus more on historians and focus on the different approaches that historians have taken. And one of the approaches that he starts chapter 4 with, and then he comes back to it at the end of chapter 4, is an approach called social construction. Now, social construction is a fairly tricky idea. So I thought that in addition to what Nye says, in addition to the sort of basic definition I put onto my notes, I'd try and talk through it for you. So that's what I want to do next. Now, I'm not going to give you a nice logical definition. If you want that, look at Nye, look at my notes. What I want to do is try to justify to you why historians have come to this idea of social construction. So let me start from the opposite. The opposite of social construction would be to say that the way to understand why a technology succeeded is to look at how is it technologically superior. For example, why did the gasoline engine win out for automobiles over the steam engine? Well, it must have been technically superior. Let's look for its technical advantages. Well, its technical advantage was it had a better ratio of weight to power. With a gasoline engine, a lighter engine can produce more power. That's actually because gasoline is so high energy a fuel, because gasoline is so explosive, so dangerous. That's why that's true. But still, you could say, okay, that's the technological advantage. That's why the gasoline engine won out. If you were taking a social construction approach, you wouldn't be satisfied with that as an explanation. You'd look not at why was this technology technically superior, you'd look at why did people choose it? Why did people like it? Well, one of the interesting questions is actually, why did Henry Ford like it? Because Henry Ford's very important. He's the one who solved the problem of making lower-priced cars. Now, why did he choose to work on gasoline engines rather than on steam engines? Well, it may be sort of an accident of where he was and what was available. But it also, you could also make the argument that Henry Ford chose to work on gasoline engines because he wanted to help farmers. He was interested in the automobile for people in the countryside. And the gasoline automobile was probably technically superior in the countryside, where the steam automobile may have been technically, in the city, the electric automobile was technically superior. So the accident of what Henry Ford was particularly interested in determined which technology he would think was best, and therefore which one he would apply his talents to solve this problem of the low-priced car. I put in my notes another story, which I think is a fascinating story. There's a book published recently about, actually focuses on electric cars, but it tells an interesting story about why the steam automobile was unsuccessful. Now, part of the reason the steam automobile was unsuccessful is it didn't have its Henry Ford. Steam automobiles were expensive. The main manufacturers weren't interested in making low-priced cars. But another reason why the steam automobile was unsuccessful is that in 1914, there was an outbreak of hoof and mouth disease. This was a disease that was killing horses. And cities and towns started to think about, how can we stop this disease from spreading? And they decided that one of the ways they could stop the disease from spreading was by draining public water troughs. Many towns still had watering troughs where people's horses could drink. And they thought those watering troughs were spreading the disease. Trouble was, steam automobiles had to fill up on water frequently. And they had been using those watering troughs to fill up on water. And when the watering troughs were drained, then the steam automobiles had a real problem getting the water they needed. They actually had to fill up on water more often than they had to fill up on fuel. Also, steam automobiles at this point use kerosene as a fuel, and every small town hardware store sold kerosene. So kerosene was actually easier to get than water, probably. Enough water to fill your steam engine. So there's a sort of odd factor, why a freak of history, of why the steam automobile was not successful. Now, I don't want to sound like social construction focuses on the freaks of history. Social construction focuses on how people decide which technology they want to use. And if you look at that question, if you look at how people decide which technology to adopt, you find that it's often not for technical reasons. I mean, do you decide which car to buy on the basis of which one has the best repair record? Or do you decide it on other factors? Think about how people make those decisions. A lot of the decisions we make about technology bring in a lot of other issues besides which is technically superior. So, there's one approach to one way of talking about social construction. Social construction looks at all the different reasons that people favor one technology over another, and therefore it looks at how the technological system we have is constructed socially. It's constructed by the choices people make for a whole range of reasons. It's not just constructed by a bunch of engineers in an industrial research lab. That's the easy approach to social construction. Let me try giving you another level of it. If you take that approach to its logical conclusion, you end up in an interesting position. You end up saying that the way one technology succeeds and another technology fails is not because one is technically superior to the other, but because they meet different, one is more successful than the other in meeting social needs. So a technology, which technologies we choose, which technologies we have, that isn't really a technical decision. It's a social decision. Now that's an argument that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. A lot of people would say, wait a second, technology is progressing, our technologies keep getting better, so we must be choosing better and better technologies. Well, we're choosing technologies that work better for all our broad range of needs, but those aren't necessarily better technologies by some objective system of this technology is technically superior to another technology. So social construction ends up in this, in what people sometimes call a relativist position. Technology is not, what we want to look at is not what technology is objectively better, because it depends on what we want to use it for. That's really the point that Nye wants to make with his bicycle example. And I've got some pictures of those bicycles on my webpage, so make sure you look at those to see what he's talking about. Which bicycle technology is better depends on who's using it. It depends on what they see the purpose of the bicycle as. If the purpose of the bicycle is to show off how brave you are, then the high wheeler technology is better. And while you don't see high wheelers around anymore, you see the equivalent. If you're into bicycles, the fixed gear bicycle people are the inheritors of the high wheeler tradition. You can't say one technology is better than another. It depends on what you want to use it for. It depends on what point you want to prove with it. Now, maybe you don't want to take it to that extreme. And a lot of people say, well, wait a second. Some technologies are objectively better than others, and we got to put that in the equation too. And that's not saying social construct. That's not necessarily saying social construction is wrong. It's just saying social construction isn't the whole story. But Nye certainly wants you to think about the idea that which technology is technically superior. That's certainly not the whole story. You've got to look at both. So I hope that that idea, that you have to look at both, will make both the technical advantages of a technology and how people use it, what it means to people, the social factors, that you have to look at both of those to understand the development and the success of a technology. I hope that at least makes sense. And that's sort of basic social construction, not radical social construction. So those are some of the kinds of ideas that historians think about. And I would like you to realize that it's important to think about those ideas, because if you don't think about those ideas, you end up in this thinking, well, technology's out of our control. We can't do anything about it. We need to understand technology in a more sophisticated way than that if we're going to use it wisely. So think about these ideas, and I'll try in then my discussion board topics to prompt you to think about these ideas. I know some people struggled a bit with test two, where my question was more about an idea that historians use, the idea of technological systems. We started out the course looking at the stories of technologies, and we're moving gradually towards more focus on ideas. I'll stop there for today. Thank you. Bye-bye.